Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. You probably know the verse. It's rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Even if you lose power. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I love the picture of this little gal who's out. Instead of waiting for the storm to pass, she's dancing in the rain. And I think it's a great picture for this verse. Say the verse with me, would you? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, why do we rejoice even when it's bad? I mean, why do the Scriptures tell us to do that? What does it mean to rejoice in the Lord? Well, let me give you some other versions where they've taken those words, rejoice in the Lord. Amplified says, delight or gladden yourself in Him. The New Living Translation says, be full of joy in the Lord. The Message paraphrases it this way. Celebrate God all day. That's a good way to put it for rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in Him. And what does always mean? Well, yeah. Always means in bad circumstances. Because you know what? If you live life in our world, you will have bad circumstances come about. Jesus said in the world you'll have tribulation. So we know that's the situation. When you have to be around unpleasant people, if you have to be around folks who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they're going to react a certain way to most of the stuff that happens in the world. And they'll be unpleasant. Sad to say, there are a lot of Christians who act the same way as folks in the world act, rather than acting biblically to situations that take place. So when you're around unpleasant people, that's one of those always times. When you're personally upset, have you ever been upset? Yes. Guess what? That's no card to get away from rejoicing in the Lord. That's one of those always times. When others have upset you, you're still supposed to rejoice in the Lord. When you have caused your own problem, I do that, do you? We're to rejoice in the Lord. When you feel you're no good because you've just blown something, you rejoice in the Lord. When you dislike the task that you're doing, everybody has stuff they don't like to do, right? When you're little, you think that's just cleaning up your room and doing the things mom and dad said. When you grow up, you find out that every job that you'll ever have has stuff in it that you won't want to do because it's just part of life. And when you are facing something you would rather not do, that's one of those always times that God says we're to rejoice in Him. Always, always means always. That's always what always means. There's no time that you can say, oh, I've got to, you know, get out of rejoicing in the Lord card. Because we rejoice always in Him. And why do we rejoice when it's bad? Well, let me just take you through Philippians, just some verses in Philippians to show you why, okay? When it's bad, you've got to remember that He who began a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Christ Jesus. God's still working in your life. And these rough situations, many times, are the purpose of, like sandpaper on a piece of wood, are sanding you down, your rough places. And sometimes when they come, if you'll let them do that, you'll learn from that situation, you'll gain from that situation, rather than blowing up about the situation, you just rejoice in the Lord. That's how you do that. The Scripture says in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. That means you always win. That's a reason you can rejoice. If the worst thing that could happen in a situation is you die, guess what? You go to heaven. You don't have to pass go. You don't have to collect any money. You just go straight to be with the Lord. And if you're here, you live for Jesus Christ. And sometimes that means living through difficulties so that other people can see how Christians handle difficulties. And how do we handle difficulties? What do? Always? You rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in the Lord because we can shine in situations that are difficult. In the book of Philippians in chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, we're admonished, do all things without complaining and disputing. That means grumbling. that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. And sometimes situations come so that we can just shine. You'll lose power and so will everybody else, and you get to shine among your neighbors. You have situations take place that are terrible, and you get to shine, and your neighbors get to see that happen because you handle the situation biblically, not the way that the flesh handles situations. Why do we rejoice? Well, because our citizenship's in heaven. I mean, that's a great thing to know. I have dual citizenship, and when my citizenship here turns south, has that ever happened to you? I mean, you know, when the government does stuff that I dislike, and I don't have any choice about it, I have to do what the government says, I rejoice that my citizenship's in heaven. And I can really rejoice in that citizenship. Sometimes I can't rejoice in my citizenship here on earth because they do things that are just not wise. But that's never true of my King who I serve, who owns my citizenship in heaven. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, we read, we don't have to be anxious for anything, but we can pray about everything, and God can give us His peace, even in the midst of difficulty. That's a good reason to rejoice. So we pray, He gives us peace, we can rejoice in the midst of difficult situations. Even that test that you got to take, if you don't like, that you can trust the Lord with it. We also have the ability to think rightly, to think the right things. And that's a good reason to rejoice, because we don't have to think the lies that will come to us. Because quite frankly, you find this true in your life, it happens in my life. When I get into difficult situations, Satan floods my mind with a bunch of lies. And the lies can take me over. They can grab a hold of me instead of understanding the biblical truth and walking the biblical truth. So I have to many times have to do like I do sometimes when I'm watching a movie and push pause. Nice to do. You can't do that in a movie theater, but you can at home, right? You push pause, go do whatever you got to do, and come back and start it back up again. I push pause on my thoughts, take a look at them, see whether they're right or not. And the last reason that we can rejoice from Philippians is that you can make it. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Some things, is that what it says? All things. Guess what all means? Yeah, all means all, and that's all means. So we can do those things with the Lord. And the last one comes from Nehemiah. Look at this one. What is your strength? The joy of the Lord is your strength. If ever you feel weak and you can't make it, you need to rejoice in the Lord because the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's the way you make it through. So, next time it rains on your parade, next time situations are difficult, you have two choices. You can gripe and complain, or you can rejoice in the Lord. Abraham Lincoln once said, "We can complain that rose bushes have that rose bushes have thorns, or we can rejoice that thorn bushes have roses." It's just a matter of how you focus on it. I encourage you to rejoice in the Lord always.